Wow, look at that. Day one in the books as we record our first episode of Fall Camp here on UND Football 360. Tank McNamara, Kelly Howe, and head coach Eric Schmidt. First question, Eric, after first day of practice, does everyone on the defense understand the new defense, and are they ready to go for game one? And do we have our starting quarterback after day one? Couple of softballs for you there, bud.
Yeah, I know. If it was that easy, it would it'd be awesome, right? But no, I do think the guys were ready for the next chapter here, the next phase of the year, and to get out of the strength conditioning phase. And we did quite a bit of football stuff too as well this summer. But to start training camp is always a special day, and you know, a lot of excitement to kind of get everything kickstarted here for the fall. So I thought our energy was good. There was a lot of good recall, and you could tell that, you know, it was the third time for most of these guys that that they had an install like this. So there was a lot of retention, guys getting into the details a lot more and polishing up some of the plays. So that was good to see.
Take us through a little bit of what day one was all about and then what your goals are with fall camp here in the first couple days.
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, for us, it's all about starting fast, and that's really important. Like, you know, we need to start to, like I said before, dig into a lot of these calls and plays that we have and be able to coach a lot more of the details and have guys get enough reps in it now where, you know, we can help them solve problems out on the field. And not that you want to overcoach them and you want those guys to go out there now and help them with the answers to the test, but they got to go out there and do it themselves too and be instinctive and let those guys not be robots, be football players. But I think that's the thing that we've talked about the most is, hey, we're going to up our level of what everybody in the room thinks hard is. And we, you know, got to do a great job of being able to stay consistent, you know, day in and day out. But I think that's the one thing, like, training camp needs to be hard. We got to do a good job of being really, really physical here in training camp too as well. And the guys got to, they got to do a great job, one, of taking care of their bodies and making sure that, when they're not in the facility, that they're doing all the things that you need to do in order to stay healthy. But when they're on the field, that, it's time to go to work. It's time to cut it loose. And we need to get better every single day. And that's really what, you know, what we've talked about with our guys besides starting fast is really, you know, winning 24-hour segments, like getting everything out of a 50-minute meeting, out of a play, out of a rack of plays, out of a practice, like all those things I think are really, really important. So that's kind of been our mantra since we got here. It's relentless pursuit of continuous improvement, and now we get to go do it on the practice field.
You know, Coach, I realize you weren't here, you know, obviously for a few years now, but speaking of fall camp, the process, the day-to-day schedule, you know, you remember what it was like when you were here, and I'm not sure if you saw a schedule based on last year or not, you know, what they did, but do you feel, is there a difference the way you're running this fall camp, day-to-day practice, the schedule, the meetings, you know, the meals, and how you're going about it day-to-day to keep these guys fresh and just, you know, how you're running it? Do you see a difference between what was done previously?
I haven't really dug into, you know, so much what fall camp has looked like here the last, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years. I think, you know, the one thing that we're doing with them is really trying to do a good job of you know, everything that we're doing, whether it's practice, whether it's walkthroughs, whether it's, you know, post-practice recovery, it's, you know, warming up for practice, it's whatever we're doing, I think, is making sure that everybody understands what the standard is, you know, for everything that we do. And, you know, I mentioned it a little bit to Tank here in the prior question, but we have got to be able to do a better job of you know, upping our expectation of what hard is. And, you know, that's something I think that's really important for us. Like, you know, for instance, you go on the road and it's not as easy on the road. Obviously here we have a great home field advantage and you know, there's a great energy and enthusiasm in the place, in the building. There's a great vibe when you walk in there, and we got to be able to overcome some of those things, you know, when things don't go your way and maybe you're in a tough spot, you're backed up on offense, or, you know, somebody's driving the ball on you on defense. Like, that, those are the things that we've got to be able to do a better job of being able to get a positive result when we're in those types of situations. So I think that's the thing that we've really tried to do is everything is, you know, planned out and try to be as precise as we can be and understand, you know, especially now we get to teach so much of, you know, the details and get into all the things with situational football. Like even tonight, as we go out here, we'll have a pretty extensive walkthrough, and it's, you know, there's a lot of things going on from special teams to offense, to defense and the transitions and all those kinds of things that go on. Just so, you know, these guys understand exactly, you know, what it means to be game ready. And obviously we're not even close to that, you know, right now, but I do think, like, you know, those walkthroughs and how you do it and doing everything with a lot of, you know, effort and doing things with a lot of, you know, focus is really important. I mean, most people are doing the same things. It's, you get more out of it when you do it with the right mindset.
I guess a little follow-up to Kelly's question. You were here previously. You worked under the old facilities. How have the facilities, let's give a shout-out to the donors that put in money, how has that made fall camp easier for you? You know, you knew what it was like.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable, right? Like, you're exactly right. Our administration, you know, the supporters of our program, like, I mean, this is what it should look like, you know, just as far as not just the quality of the facility and how much, you know, details got into those things too as well, but just the efficiency of where everything's at. I mean, I've said this before, but how close it is to be able to go from the locker room to the training room, the locker room to the practice fields, and that's all three of them, whether we're outside on the grass, outside at Memorial Field, or inside at the Pollard, or to go to the weight room. So just to have, you know, the efficiency of that, I think it really helps our guys. There's not a lot of transition time. There's not a lot of downtime in between meetings and getting out to practice and those types of things. So that's really made, you know, their lives a lot easier. And I think, you know, the players, there's obviously a sense of pride, you know, in those guys too as well, when, you know, you can walk into some of these places and feel like, you know, you're getting taken care of, and that, you know, you got an opportunity now to, there is no, you know, excuses for you not to go out there and give your very best effort and say, hey, I don't have this or I don't have that. Like, we have all those things now, and now it's just a matter of our guys, you know, once again, being consistent. Like, you know, anybody can do it one time, right? Like, we got to be able to do it day in and day out. So yeah, the facilities part of it has been, you know what I mean, top notch. And like you said, it's first class, and can't thank our supporters enough for the resources that we were able to get to make this what it is today.
You know, a phrase that you use a lot over the past, you know, 6 months or whatever it's been is, you know, taking care of the players, making them feel loved, and pouring into them is what you'll put. Has that resonated on the recruiting trail? Because, you know, this run of, you know, commitments that you've had, and I'll let you speak to it. I think the class has gotten pretty big, you know, well over 20. And I know at one time you weren't quite sure whether, you know, how many you were going to take early versus late, you know, just because of roster number issues, et cetera. But has the message, you know, that you guys have been sending and what you show these families on campus, has that resonated maybe even better than you thought it would, to the point where you're getting kids that are, you know, at a higher level, frankly, than they've gotten previously?
Yeah, I think, like I said, valid question there too as well. I think, you know, it's still, our staff has just done a really good job. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Darnell Duckett and our recruiting people and just the, you know, the organization, the thought, the process that goes into connecting dots, you know, for each kid and for each family. I mean, every journey is different, right? Like, kids are looking for different things. You can't just, you know, put a paintbrush over, you know, over every kid and be like, hey, this is, you know, this sold this kid, so this is how we're going to get, you know, the next family to be able to commit to us too as well. So I just think, you know, we have a lot of you know, really advantages. And I think there's a lot of, you know, not just, you know, football wise, but academically here, you know, the town, it's a first class, you know, city we can be able to take advantage of too as well. So I think the biggest thing that's really helped us has been the relationships that our staff has been able to build, you know, with all the families that have committed to us, the organization on the front end of, you know, really digging into these people and figuring out what their why is, what they're looking for, and then selling on those families what our vision is. You know, like, we're going to, we're going to give these guys the most incredible experience of their lives. Like, that's the goal of everybody in our organization, all the way from, you know, the coaches to the nutrition people, sports science people, athletic training, how we're going to help them in the community be able to, you know, find an internship or a shadowship. I think, you know, just taking care of not only them as players, but as people too. There's a human side to this that, you know, you gotta do a great job of being able to build a relationship, because, you know, you lose the person, you're going to lose the player. And I think that's something that, you know, we've really tried to get across in the recruiting process. And, you know, our guys, like I said, they're awesome teachers. They're great mentors. They do a great job on the practice field, but they're just better people than they are anything else. And I think, you know, that's something that, that the families that we've been able to say, hey, we want to lock arms with you, and you're going to help my son be able to reach his goals. Like, I think they've really bought into that message.
Hey, Schmitty, I know we're a little over time here, but I got, you know, one more question for you. Just tell the guys that, you know, if you work hard enough, one day you can be a Hall of Famer and host a podcast show about this program too. So,
that's right.
We can break down a million things about the program right now, but it's day one. But going in, everyone wants to know, who are the first and second year guys that are maybe on the radar right now that, you know, if they keep getting better every day, could have a shot at this thing?
Yeah. I mean, super early yet, right?
To
be able to start to really, like, hey, like, somebody's, you know, just different out there. I mean, we just haven't had a big enough sample yet, Tank, to be able to say that. I do think, you know, some of the position groups that I've liked, I think our edges are, they've done a really good job of developing here over the last 6 months. I like, you know, what I see, just body type wise, movement skills. They got to be able to be productive yet, you know, on Saturday afternoons. But I do think we have, you know, some guys at the top of the depth chart that are really quality players. And then I think we have some quantity there too as well. I think we have some depth, and, you know, I think that's important, that we can, you know, at times if we need to, you know, get some speed on the field, we could put, you know, maybe three or four of those guys on the field together in certain packages that we want to run. So I have been, I do think that's a position I'm hoping, you know, that, you know, with Coach Anderson there and to keep developing, you know, the guys we have in that position, I think, you know, it could definitely be a strength of ours moving forward. And then I would say, you know, the offensive line still needs to be able to carry our football team. And obviously they made a lot of strides last year. I know there was a ton of question marks, but, you know, there, nobody in that room should feel comfortable. Like, there's still a lot of room for improvement and growth. And I like the mindset of those guys. I think they feel that way too as well. They want to get coached. They want to get corrected. They want to get better. And, you know, I think those two positions right now, as far as, hey, where do we feel like, hey, you know, we can match up against, you know, pretty much anybody in the country at those two spots, like, that's probably where we're, you know, the deepest. And then where I think we have some top end guys too as well that can really be good football players.
Hey, quarterback, now, are we going to be game week Kansas State before we know? Because, you know, you're going to get asked about it every week. And it seems like you got three or four of them at least that are pretty good and are all in on it, and they're all battling, just for the fans and for everyone. I mean, is this going to be a August-long battle?
I mean, I really see it playing out that way, Kelly. I think, you know, I've been asked before, like, hey, did you put a date in mind that you have? Like, hey, we need to name a starter before this date. I think, you know, it's whenever somebody, you know, earns it. That, and I know that at times it's like, hey, well, what does that mean? But, I mean, for us, I think, you know, obviously there's guys in the battle that have played football. You know, Simon's played the most. Javance has played the second most and started some games, you know, against Pac-12 teams and things like that. But, I mean, when you're in a quarterback battle, I just feel like every single day, you know, is game-like for you. Not that we're going to grade them any different, whether they were, you know, there was an incumbent and we were, you know, didn't have a competition at that spot. But I just think, you know, there's a lot riding every single day on those guys going out there and being able to perform. And I think, you know, that's, you know, that becomes game-like for them, you know, in practice every day. And then the other thing I think that's important is that, you know, everybody in our organization has to earn their jobs. But, you know, when somebody emerges from that group, you know, and we name a starter, I think everybody will respect that person automatically, because they'll understand, like, hey, man, they won the battle. Like, they earned it. you know, they're on the field because of, you know, their body of work here, not just, you know, what's going on here right now in these practices, but, you know, throughout the entire summer season, spring ball, you know, all those things. So, and I think they're all, you know, they're all a little bit different. You know, Simon's played the most. He's probably, you know, physically, obviously the smallest guy, but he's a winner. You know, the locker room's really, you know, behind him. I think Jerry's improved the most, you know, since we've gotten here, and has really, I think, gained a lot of confidence in his ability and feels like, hey, man, this is kind of his time to be able to take the reins. I mean, Javance has steadily gotten better and better and better, and he's obviously the guy that, you know, when you walk out of the locker room, that you're like, hey, man, like that's how you want your starting quarterback to be able to look. And then, you know, Jack Sulik's really the same way, like a big, long, athletic kid that, you know, you look at his high school career and what he was able to do there and break a bunch of Tony Romo's records and stuff. And he's smart and has picked this stuff up, and he spends a ton of extra time. Like, he meets the standard as far as how we want our QBs to operate and work. And so I think that's the good part. Like, hey, those guys are all making each other better. I just see it. It's not like there's, you know, one guy that's way better than those other guys. Like, it's going to come down to, you know, those guys being able to prove that, hey, they can get us into the right play, get us out of a bad play. They, you know, they understand defenses. They can, you know, help us in protections, and then that they can move the ball in a variety of different ways, you know, whether that's throwing the ball down the field, whether it's, you know, making the right check down play off of it. If teams are, you know, putting extra people in the box, hey, they can take advantage of what defense they're trying to do to defend us. And that's ultimately what this is going to come down to, is just who the person is that is, you know, consistently good day in and day out. And, you know, we need more practices yet before we can make that, call.
Yeah, I worked with Coach Kleiman a few years. He's a good guy, but I'd really mess with him. Now it's on that first drive when the offense goes out. That's where I'd let the world know who your starter will be. Really, really drag this out, Schmitty. Hey, appreciate the time. Just so you know, we're going to be bugging you throughout fall camp. So there'll be more of this, hopefully, if you'll take the time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys for taking the time to get the word out and get the message out. And excited, man. We're open anytime that you guys want to come up to practice. So appreciate you guys for doing this.
All right. I'll take my eggs over easy for breakfast. So tell them. We'll talk to you soon, Schmitty.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.